you are listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We're illuminating our collective mission of conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley. I am your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Today, I'm talking with Kate Crowley, Farmer Training Program Manager with Rogue Farm Corps, and I'm looking forward to this conversation about how they are working to provide learning opportunities and support for farmers. Welcome to Conservation Spotlight, Kate.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Thanks. Yeah. Kate, we met last year in collaborating on a tour at Lucky Crow Farm, and that was targeted toward beginning and aspiring farmers. And I realized when the tour was over that I had a lot more to learn about Rogue Farm Corps, and we had only really scratched the surface. So what I do know is that the programs you provide are such a unique opportunity for those in farming or thinking about farming in Polk County in the Willamette Valley, and folks need to be aware of how you could support their goals. So I'd like to dive in and look at farming through your lens. And for our listeners who may be unfamiliar with your organization or haven't been tuned in for a while, what's Rogue Farm Corps all about?
Rogue Farm Corps has a mission to train and equip the next generation of farmers and ranchers through hands-on educational programs and also business planning and technical assistance. We envision a world in which land is deeply cared for, power is equitably shared, and farms, ranches, and the people who work them flourish. And we essentially have two programmatic arms. We have our farmer training programs, and that contains our hands-on educational programs, our opportunities to work and train at a diverse network of small and mid-sized sustainable or regenerative farms around the state of Oregon. And then we have our Future Farms program, which houses our business planning, technical assistance, a little bit of land access and succession planning work, and our new collaborative farming initiatives.
Thank you so much, Kate. The people that I know that have worked with Rogue Farm Corps in any capacity have always had such a positive thing to say. And that tells me you care about the human aspect of our food system and you're listening to agricultural communities. So what are the concerns you're hearing and what does Rogue Farm Corps see as the biggest challenges for farmers and ranchers today?
Yeah, great question. Folks who are listening might have heard statistics about the average age of farmers in Oregon and across the U.S. I think right now we're sitting at 59 years of age is the average age for farmers. So big concern is how do we make sure that we have a deep enough bench of folks coming up who know how to grow food in a way that is ecologically responsible, but also that guarantees community food resiliency into the future. When we speak with people who are interested in entering into this vital essential field, challenges that we hear from them are largely related to access to capital and access to land. So we provide training, how to do practical hands-on farming work, but we're also interested in helping to connect people to resources that actually empower them to get on land and do that work.
And How else is your team responding and working to support farmers and ranchers in the Willamette Valley?
In our farmer training program, and that's the division of RFC that I manage, we have our flagship apprenticeship program. And in that program, we're connecting aspiring farmers with opportunities to work and learn and train at our partner host farm sites all around the state of Oregon. We have a local chapter in the Willamette Valley, where we have opportunities for folks to learn at one of seven host farm partner sites. Some of our host farm partners here in the Willamette Valley have more than one position available. And those folks are hired as waged employees at our host farm sites. And then they also attend a series of classes and workshops that Rogue Farm Corps facilitates for them to complement the on-farm experience. And we also make that educational event series available to folks outside of our ecosystem of our apprenticeship program. So people who aren't apprenticing at one of our host farms, but have some other connection to agriculture, some other way to get their hands in the dirt, and practice what they're learning in the class series, can also apply to participate in that program. And then we've also served through our Future Farms program a number of new farm businesses or farmers in the Willamette Valley. That Future Farms program is a learning cohort that runs over the wintertime, fall, winter, into early spring. So, the time that's less active for most folks who are working in agriculture. And that's a learning cohort of about 15 folks who, over the course of that series, will build a business plan together that they then can leave the program with and use to apply for loans, grants, bring to a potential landholder to talk about leasing their property. And we've had a number of folks who live and farm here in the Willamette Valley in the first years of farm operations who have participated in Farm Launch and gone on successfully to receive loans or to apply for grants with that very important business plan document after future farming.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more about this apprenticeship program. Who is it for? Who is eligible and can apply, and what is the process?
Yeah, great question. I'm going to start answering this question by just taking a moment to clarify that when at Rogue Farm Corps, when we say farmers, we think of that as that's an inclusive term. It doesn't just mean someone who owns a farm or operates a farm business. A farmer is anyone who is doing the work of farming. So when we say farmers, we're talking about farm workers, we're talking about farmer owner operators. All of the above. Anyone who's farming is a farmer. So, who can apply for our apprenticeship program? To apply for our apprenticeship program, folks need to be over 18 and they need to already be legally authorized to work in the United States. At this time, we're not able to help international applicants apply for that work authorization, but we are happy to recommend other farmer training programs that can. Our programs are for people who are interested in having meaningful and socially and physically rewarding work, people who like problem solving, and people who want to be part of a climate smart farming solution, people who are interested in feeding their communities. Those are the wonderful things about entering into this career path, is you get to participate in that kind of work. I'll also mention that we highly encourage female or femme-identified Black, Indigenous, or people of color, LGBTQIA or Two-Spirit people, low-income folks, veterans, or formerly incarcerated people who have been impacted by the criminal justice system to apply for our programs. Again, we need a deep bench, and everyone has a place in this field.
I really appreciate that. And There are people out there that really care about our food systems, but maybe like myself, have not grown up in farming or surrounded in conversations with topics like pest management or farm equipment or, the business side of it and how to run your operation. What would you say are some of the most important things that someone should take into consideration when thinking about becoming a producer, a farmer, a rancher?
Great question. Farming is something that you should do because you love it. And it feeds you in those ways that I just described above around socially and physically rewarding work. We don't require that applicants to our programs ha come in or apply with any previous farming or gardening experience necessarily, but we do recommend that people have spent some time working outdoors and that they have identified that they enjoy working outside, that they enjoy that work setting and experience. If you've never farmed before and you're interested in a future in agriculture, in sustainable agriculture, when you apply, come prepared to engage in physical labor at a commercial working farm. That means know that you will be engaging in physically demanding activities, yes. So take care of your body. Be prepared to stretch at the beginning of your day, at the end of your day, drink water often, and find shade and take care of yourself because that's what it takes to do this work with longevity.
Absolutely. So it sounds like they would be involved in a wide variety of activities. What could an average day look like?
Yeah, most of our host farm partners here in the Willamette Valley are diversified vegetable operations. In other parts of the state, we also partner with orchards. We have an organic orchard that we work with up in our Portland Metro chapter. We have a ranch that we partner with down in Southern Oregon, but here in the Willamette Valley, we're mostly connecting people with opportunities to train at small to mid-sized veggie farms. So a day for each apprentice is going to look different at each of our unique host farm sites. Each host farm is offering a different number of hours. Some are part-time, some are full-time. The shape of the job will depend a bit on the unique farm operation. But in generally, someone could expect to start the day with a crew meeting, sort of circle up, talk about the tasks for the day, get assignments. You might be engaging in some sort of group stretching activity. And then you might find yourself on a harvest day, spending the cooler hours of the morning or the coolest hours available in a day, which could start fairly early in the summertime to beat the heat, harvesting. And then after a lunch break, all of our host farms need to abide by state and federal labor laws. So folks need to be given a break in the afternoon or a break in the morning, in the afternoon, and then also a lunch break. You might harvest in the morning. You might then be engaging in washing and packing those vegetables in the afternoon and maybe putting together farm boxes for a community supported agriculture or CSA farm share to be delivered the next day. Or you might be putting together orders for a restaurant or that will be headed off to the farmers market. And then the next day, you might spend several hours weeding and thinning carrots, something entirely different. And then maybe you'll spend that afternoon seeding flats in a greenhouse. Often with farming, you are engaged for a series of hours in something that feels like a highly repetitive task, but then it switches up, and the next day you're using a slightly different set of skills, both mentally and physically, and often doing that in the company of a crew of other people, which affords occasion for long-ranging conversations in the field.
Yes, I This past fall, we had a group of AmeriCorps volunteers come out and do a volunteer planting with us, and we were kind of huddling up, and I realized they had their own huddle going on, and they were doing stretches and limbering up, and I thought, gosh, why am I not doing this? So I appreciate that that's taken into consideration. We have to take care of our bodies. But I do want to jump back to that farmer event series. I appreciate that there are opportunities year round to stay connected and learn. What are some of the topics that are covered in that?
Yeah, so our educational event series is a mix of both in-person and online classes. So if someone was working at a host farm in the Willamette Valley, they would attend this year 7 in-person farm tours and demonstrations locally here. And then they'd also attend a suite of online classes and then gather 4 times throughout the season for weekend intensive campouts where we do a big deep dive into a topic. If folks just want to take the educational event series and aren't apprenticing with us, they can sign up for that full package that includes in-person local events here in the Valley, or they could just take the online classes. And those are at different price points, but we do have scholarships available. Our educational event series runs the full spectrum from an initial orientation about the social history of our food system in the US and Oregon, moving into an introduction to horticulture and starting with the soil up, learning about soil biology, soil health, into propagation, weed management, and ending with conversations about cover crops, crop rotation, crop planning, a little bit of an intro to business planning. And along the way, we circle through some additional conversations about other food systems topics like advocacy, food sovereignty, and next steps for beginning farmers when they leave the program, where we connect people with resources about where they might want to look for their next farm job or different opportunities to fund their farm projects.
Hey, that sounds so comprehensive. Has this event series already started for the season?
Our event series, great question, runs April through October. So our
Oh, perfect timing.
first session will be on April 9th, and we are opening applications to enroll in the educational event series on February 24th. So a few days from when this airs, and
Yes.
applications for our apprenticeship program are open now. And we highly encourage folks to apply. So if you know someone in your world, in your network, who is an inspiring farmer in the making who might be interested in our apprenticeship program, definitely now's the time to apply for that because spots are open on our farms until filled, and we review those applications on a rolling basis.
Okay, great. I will make sure to have a link to that when we post this episode. Just a quick update, if you're just joining us, I'm here with Kate Crowley with Rogue Farm Corps, and we've been talking about farmer training programs, and you're listening to Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio 88.5 and 100.7 FM and streaming on KMUZ.org. Kate, in this line of work, we know it really takes collaboration to advance our shared goals. What are some ways that you're working with local partners to support sustainable agriculture?
Yes, absolutely. Farming is collective. It's a collaborative effort. One of the fun things about our educational event series is we have an opportunity there to work with a lot of experts and partners in sustainable ag. So we work with NRCS, local soil and water conservation districts, as well as farmers, so including farm owner operators and farm workers or folks who are in farm management positions, to deliver educational content or lead tours and share and educate our learning cohorts of beginning farmers. We also work in partnership with other beginning farmers or farm education organizations. For example, we're currently partnering with Adelante Mujeres up in the Portland area on a grant to increase access to Latina and Spanish-speaking farmers in Oregon. And so we have a few translation projects that are happening through that partnership.
That's really exciting. I love that. And I think we could all use maybe an uplifting, inspiring story. I'd love to shine a light on the agricultural communities impacted by RFC's programs. Do you have a farmer in mind that's gone on to be successful?
Yeah, one of our core values here at Rogue Farm Corps is mentorship. So we highly value ecological stewardship and then mentorship and lifting up the next generation of producers, farmers, and ranchers. And I'm really proud to share that this year we have several former apprentices who are now serving in co-management roles or management roles at their host farm. So, who started working at a outstanding sustainable farm in Oregon as an apprentice, and then after completing the program, have graduated to a management position. So, we now have program graduates who are in a position where they will, this coming season, be serving as farmer mentors and supervisors for this season's apprentices. And then we also have folks who, after graduating, have gone on to take other leadership roles in our farming and food systems here in Oregon. For example, working at some urban farming nonprofits, training volunteers for urban agroforestry projects.
So, Kate, it sounds like you're really building a community and having these full circle moments with your participants. If someone's listening in and they're interested in getting involved, where can we direct them to?
Thank you for that question. We would love for people to visit our website and learn more about all of the work that we do here at Rogue Farm Corps, from our apprenticeship program and our educational event series to our Future Farms program, our Changing Hands land access workshops, and our collaborative farming initiatives and research work that we're doing. So please visit our website. On our website, you can find profiles of all of our host farm partners. We encourage you and welcome you to seek those folks out, find them at farmers markets, see if they have a farm share or community supported agriculture program that you can support, and thank them for being a Rogue Farm Corps host farm and for investing their time and energy and expertise in helping to grow the next generation of farmers and ranchers. We would love that. Again, applications are currently open for our apprenticeship program and will open on the 24th for our beginning farmer educational event series. If you're interested in our apprenticeship program, we have on our website a info session, a little webinar that you can watch to learn more about our apprenticeship program. Please find that video.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have a link to that with this episode. And if you could ask the community to make one change in relation to the work that you do, what would that be, Kate?
Oh, that is such a great question. I would say, again, support our local farmers. Let folks know who are doing the vital and essential work of growing our food, how much you appreciate them and value them. And that extends from the folks who own the farm and have that title up on their farm business website, straight through to the folks who are harvesting, weeding, washing, packing, and delivering the food that we eat.
Absolutely. Farmers market season is coming up. CSAs, there are so many ways that you could support our local farmers. Kate, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. I really appreciate it, and I hope that we can stay connected and continue supporting RFC's mission.
Absolutely. We love our soil and water conservation districts.
Thank you. I've been talking with Kate Crowley, Farmer Training Program Manager with Rogue Farm Corps. I hope that you leave this conversation today with a deeper appreciation for all of the knowledge and work that goes into agricultural production. And I'm your host, Morgan Neal, Outreach Coordinator for the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Conservation Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Every effort matters, and together we can make a difference in conserving our natural resources. If you would like more information on this topic, please visit RFC's website, roguefarmcorps.org. And our website, polkswcd.com, or our Facebook page for resources on how you can contribute to local conservation efforts. Also, sharing this podcast with others is a great way to spread awareness and encourage positive action. Coming up, we have Winter Wildlife Field Days, a month-long event in March, organized by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There are several field stations around the Mid Valley, so come visit us. We also have a pollinator hedgerow tour at Hopville Willamette Farm in May, so you can find out more on our website. And if you liked what you heard here on Conservation Spotlight, tune in next month to KMUZ at 88.5 or 100.7 FM, the third Wednesday every month during Willamette Wake Up. Thanks for listening, and keep up the conservation conversation.